Well, besides the MI5s that I'm on, I think they're only in my Motorola's. Yeah. I also have the Moto Turbo system, which is nice to have. It's a subscription service, but it's my service, and nobody's on it unless I put you on it. So right now I've got 5 radios on the system, and it's ultra quiet. It's, you know, it's even sometimes I even think it's better than the DMR that we have here on MI5 and other networks across the area. But, Dakota mentioned the new one downtown, KC8LTS, his call sign, and he's right on the thing there, 442.175. That thing's a butt kicker for sure. If they can pick you up at what 33, 34 in Dryden, you got a winner there for yourself. Definitely.
That repeater is insane. I was at my house and I was able to get into it, which is like 42-mile road in Dryden. I would be willing to bet I could probably hit it from 69. And the 500 did get sold. I bought a FTM-150 RAS because I'm glutton for punishment. But in reality, my requirements, I have to have a speaker in the head the way I have it set up in my truck. I don't have to, but I'm dead set on it. So 150's been good. It's just the ASUC works. The banks, and then if a repeater's kind of hot, or if someone's got a bassy voice, or is kind of hot into the mic, it like vibrates. I don't know. It's a great radio. I have really no complaints with nitpicks. But I was talking to Sean yesterday about that new Kenwood, and it's depending on how big it actually is, it's like the size of a 705. But I got room on my dash. I got a bullet point system. I might do it. I'm spoiled with my Icon stuff and my Kenwood, where I can just flip through zones and banks and find exactly what I want when I want it. So